a research hub inspired by the innovative spirit of Bell Labs, UI Labs will have faculty, students, and industry scientists, just like a traditional research campus. But here's the difference. UI Labs is about harnessing movement and free-flowing ideas, having hundreds of faculty and students move between the labs and their home institutions, sharing ideas and experiences, and asking a common question, what's next? The growing need to address big ideas and crafting an exciting future through a plan that drives economic competitiveness, a union of the best from the state and the city and the university and the business, and a vision to solve society's biggest technology challenges. There are many examples of attributes, and I don't want to go through this list, but they span from commercialization, entrepreneur experiences, and harnessing our competitive advantages and core computational skills. Underpinning that, though, has really been the idea of retaining our talent and providing a brilliant future for our young people to stay in this area and to create that vision here. So how will this work? As we've spoken to many voices, or heard many voices, what we've seen is we need to have a vehicle for being the best and brightest. An agnostic approach saying that the solution at hand requires us to assemble teams that may be from multiple campuses at the University of Illinois and our other sister institutions in the region. It draws on the idea of the best and brightest, and it would go without typical constraints of an academic environment. Agility and responsiveness are critical, that we can create industry-targeted needs created on a short notice to address immediate problems in term limited to optimize directly. Cooperation, reducing operating constraints, ensuring flexibility, nimbleness, we've all heard these attributes again and again. And then finally, permeable borders. We find ourselves in a really rich community here in Chicago, and I speak on behalf of my colleagues at Northwestern, University of Chicago and Argonne, and Chairman Kennedy and I have hosted breakfasts with our colleagues at these institutions to ensure that they saw that they were part of this vision. And I think we, at the time, have had, I think, three of these events that there's without a doubt, they see this as the mission of a public land-grant university, and they applaud our efforts to move this forward. Well, let me make a comment about, in many ways, the University of Illinois has been doing this from the beginning. The University of Illinois, as you know, was then and still today home to an agriculture experiment station, and when our state economy was based on agribusiness, the research farms, the Morrow plots, experiment stations, was a place where farmers from all over the state would come, exchange ideas, learn new techniques, and go back to their communities. So I want to embrace this idea that UI Labs is not about all about Chicago. It's about a place where people from all over the state, all over the region, can come, exchange ideas, learn new techniques, and go back to their communities. Another point that President Easter has brought to my attention is that in 1914, the university had an engineering extension program that was based here in Chicago that was really fundamental to the emergence of Chicago manufacturing in the early 21st century. It brought courses and programs to companies and to create those small companies. And I think whenever we have discussions at the Innovation Council, it's about how do we start companies and ensure that. So I want to remind people that from 1914, we had a very strong role. And the programs that were relevant there then are relevant today. How do we train people? How do we help them start a business? And how do we help them compete? I don't want to go through this list either, but I just wanted to provide a list of the attributes that really were crafted in terms of leading our vision. Synergy, crosswords, research hub, a magnet for the best talent in the world, leader in computing and engineering, partnerships, a global destination, a future of increased competitiveness. Those are the attributes at which we are trying to achieve and we'll use as metrics as we move forward. So how will we accomplish this? And I want to then thank my internal discussions about two points. As a land-grant university, we have a very broad mission. And one of the challenges to us was how do we address the growing mission of economic development, yet at the same time preserve the academy as being a source of independent thinking and innovation and creativity.